This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain's foreign secretary has said that halting arms exports to Israel is not a wise path and would only strengthen Hamas. Asked whether the UK would follow the U.S. in threatening to cut the supplies of offensive weapons to Israel if it carried out an attack on Rafah, Foreign Secretary David Cameron said that Britain supplies only a very small amount of Israel's weapons. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken delivered some of the Biden administration's strongest public criticisms yet of Israel's conduct in the war.
America's top diplomat said in two television interviews on Sunday, Israeli tactics have meant, quote, a horrible loss of life of innocent civilians, but have failed to neutralize Hamas leaders and fighters and could drive a lasting insurgency. He underscored the United States believes Israeli forces should, quote, get out of Gaza, but he also said he is waiting to see credible plans from Israel for security and governance in the territory after the war. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Well, Russia works to spread out Ukrainian frontline positions. Kyiv recently secured an outpouring of financial material commitment.
A recent Ukrainian attack at an oil depot in Russian-occupied Luhansk led to 18 separate fires, 3 deaths, and 8 injuries that the Moscow-appointed regional figurehead blamed on advanced U.S.-supplied missile systems. The BBC reports at least 50,000 dead Russian soldiers so far in Moscow's invasion, about 8 times higher than the Kremlin's publicly acknowledged figure. Despite those gains, Russia deploys a so-called meat grinder approach at sending wave upon wave of soldiers to wear down Ukrainian forces.
VOA's Arash Arabasadi. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday that fighting was going on in a string of villages in the northeastern Kharkiv region as Russian forces tried to press their drive across the border. Zelensky, speaking in his nightly video address, also noted fierce battles in various parts of Donetsk to the southeast. Zelensky said defensive battles were taking place along large sections of the border in Kharkiv, where Russian forces launched a major armed push on Friday. The season's first major wildfire spread to more than 12,000 hectares across western Canada on Sunday, as authorities issued an evacuation order for thousands of residents in British Columbia and warned of poor air quality across the country. Reuters correspondent Chris Dingham.
Eyewitness video captured on Friday showed fire blocking a highway that connects Alberta to the Northwest Territories. Authorities in Alberta said 6 crews of firefighters, along with 13 helicopters and air tankers, were working to tame the fire on Sunday. They said the blaze had subdued but was expected to spread again as the temperatures soar. Meanwhile, Canada's Weather Service issued a special air quality statement extending from British Columbia to Ontario on Sunday. The federal government warned of another catastrophic wildfire season as it forecast higher than normal spring and summer temperatures, boosted by El Nino weather conditions.
That is Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reporting. A strong earthquake shook the border of Mexico and Guatemala, driving frightened residents into the streets. That trembler struck just before 6 Sunday morning near the Mexican border, where a river by the same name divides the two countries. There were no immediate reports of damage, but more mountainous, remote parts of the border are prone to landslides. Earthquake had a preliminary magnitude of 6.4, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, and a depth of 47 miles. A study has found that fire is being used as a weapon in Sudan, destroyed more villages and towns in the country's west in April than in any other month since the conflict began more than a year ago. Sudan Witness is a project run by the UK-based nonprofit Center for Information Residents. It said Monday that 72 villages and settlements were either destroyed or damaged by fires last month, bringing the total number of settlements hit by fire in Sudan to 201 since the conflict began in mid-April of last year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.